Welcome, After Buzzers. It's the pre-show for the brand new series, Family Reunion on Netflix. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey. Welcome, After Buzzers. You guys are tuning in to our pre-show of the brand new series, Family Reunion on Netflix. We are so excited to be here, so excited to have this new show that we're going to be watching. My name is Alexis Brown. I will be hosting on this panel going forward, but I cannot do it without my co-host. So, ladies, introduce yourselves to everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm Regina Coles.
Hey, guys. I'm Shay Jones.
And hello, everyone. I am Zakiya Wilbert.
Yes, those are my girls, and we will be coming to you every Wednesday, it's looking like, to give you all of our thoughts on Family Reunion on Netflix. So, to start, none of us have watched it yet. Mm-hmm. This is simply our thoughts on what we're about to go into it with. So, with that being said, ladies, what are we thinking is going to happen on Family Reunion?
Well, I gotta be honest, I kind of have a little insight about the show.
Okay, let us know.
And so it is definitely going to be a fun-filled show about that family dynamic from generational. Mm-hmm. Old school versus new school is mm-hmm. really what I like to say about it. So we're in for a really good treat, and the comedy, the laughs are going to be off the hook. Of course, it's a beautiful cast with Loretta Devine. Yes. Who else, Shay?
Tia Mari. We have, I know his name, but he's been in like
Shaft.
Well, Richard Roundtree, yeah. Obviously, but that wasn't what I was talking about. I was talking about the guy who plays the dad. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been on a lot of different things, from Raven's Home. Mm-hmm. You might remember as Coach Spitz there, and now he's actually in a lead role.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to see mm-hmm. what he can do as it.
Yeah. Because I remember when I first saw him, I was like, it's the guy from Insecure. And I didn't know his name, and I was like, I'm glad that he's in another role, but he's been doing a lot.
Insecure.
So it's good to see him as kind of a leading cast member.
He's also a former NFL player.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So he, after he left playing professional football, he just, I know you said it, Steph.
Hey, guys, it's Steph, the producer in the booth. The name you're looking for is Anthony Alibi.
There it is.
I believe the pronunciation.
So Anthony used to play professional football, but when he left professional football, he said he wanted to follow his true passion, which was acting. Okay. And he's been killing it ever since.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I think that's his role on the show. He's an ex-football player.
Yes. Yeah.
He just retired. And he decides to move back home. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, they go from the big city, I think Oakland.
Seattle.
Yeah. Seattle, right. And they move, they go back for a family reunion in Columbus, Georgia, of all places. Take some kids out of Seattle and take them down to the country.
To the South.
You're asking for trouble, right?
You're asking for those Southern values.
Well, which, nothing wrong with that.
I love them. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm definitely excited for the Black culture and the Black excellence that we'll see, and then the dynamic between all of the characters, again, from the old school and new school. So I'm super excited. I think it's going to be just a ride, like a great ride.
I totally agree with you. I think it's just going to be super duper funny.
Yeah.
Just a lot of, what I also think is there's going to be a lot of lessons,
yes.
that you'll probably learn from Loretta Devine as the grandma, or even from Tia as the mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that you mentioned old school versus new school, mm-hmm. because I talk to my mom all the time about one of our legendary and iconic shows, The Cosby Show, which will always be a legendary and iconic show, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And she always talks about how when the show first came out, she watched it as a kid, and she saw it from the perspective of the child, and now she watches it back as a parent, and it's like watching a completely different show.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested to see all of the perspectives from the children and from the parents and from the grandparents. So,
and and I think, you know, that's awesome for you to bring that up about your mom, because that means that she went from, like, you know, having a younger perspective, which is like a new school kind of thing, to being an adult, raising her own family. And then, of course, you get into the old school rules that the kids don't want to have anything to do with. I don't want to hear it, you know.
And that brings Loretta, because she plays the grandmother, so you can see the dynamics between the mom and the grandma and the new school and old school. And I'm sure it's going to be a lot of values that we've all been taught as well. So.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very true. So speaking on that, What do you think is going to be kind of the standout moment? It could be a standout moment with the actors. It could be a standout lesson. What do you think is going to be that huge moment that's just going to take the show to the next level?
I think it's going to be the family dynamic. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a lot of issues can bring families apart because you always have sides. And people pick and choose sides. But at the end of the day, they say the blood is thicker than water. Mm-hmm. So I think that is going to hold true with family reunion, that at the end of the day, no matter who disagrees with whomever, you're a family and you love each other and you need to support each other because we're not always going to get along and agree.
Sure. Yeah.
What do you think, Shay?
I'm trying to think of something without giving away stuff. So give me a second, because I do know things. For me, when it comes to family reunion, it kind of reminds me of Family Matters or Freshman's Pillar, Moesha. Yes. Like, I think it's going to bring that love we have from those shows that we grew up on for a new generation to fall in love with as well. Mm-hmm. So any lesson we can take out of that is that we need more Black excellent shows. Mm-hmm. We need more Black family magic to be aired and to be shown.
Yes.
And I love that it's on a platform.
We agree.
Well, and reiterating or kind of piggybacking on what Shay said, also the beauty of this show is that all of the writers are African American.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to get a true range of truth-telling from everybody's own experiences. And the writers on the show, all the episodes that they tapped into, they took, they started with their own personal experiences. And that's how they started each and every one of the segments in writing that story. So I think it's going to just be a really beautiful show that everybody is going to be it's going to be a welcome relief and refreshing to see that kind of family dynamic come back on television.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And another thing is the platform Netflix just brings to light so many things that other stations are afraid to say. So I feel like we're going to see like a bigger light shined on so many different cultural values, so many different topics such as racism that a lot of people are afraid to talk about, but because it's on such an amazing network and we have those amazing writers, we're going to see those from a standpoint of us and others, and I think that's going to just make the show even more better and make it even more noteworthy.
That's a very good point.
And definitely feminism versus the old school and the new school, like how that's going to come into as a topic, how that's going to be dealt with as well. Because you have the young daughter who's 16, and then you have Madeer who been around a while, so her views of feminism versus a 16-year-old's view are definitely, hopefully, won't clash as much. Let's say that.
It's interesting that you said that about Netflix and them finally, you know, kind of putting more Black stories on air and the things that they're able to talk about, and that we do, you know, have Black writers. So with that being said, now that we know all of that, what are some topics that you all are really hoping that they cover on this show that you don't think that has really been talked about anywhere else?
Well, definitely you're going to have to talk about raising your kids. And with the younger family all being in the same household, it's just going to cause all types of chaos because Madeer, they call her, she's going to be like putting her input in and talking to the mom, Tia, like, no, that's not the way to raise them, but you can't tell somebody else how to raise your kids. So it's going to be a lot of tough love, but also situations where you're just going to have to grin and bear it as the grandparents. You know, the parents have to raise their kids. Remember that you raise those parents, so they know your values.
What do you think, Shay?
For me, like the relationships, like everybody's relationship with each other, the kids' relationships now moving to a new state, trying to either get friendships or boyfriend-girlfriend relationships or your first puppy love. I think that's going to be really interesting to see.
What do you think, Zakiya?
I think, like, traditional values. So maybe the values of the mom and dad or husband and wife are going to be different, or maybe are they going to be traditional or non-traditional? Like, I'm excited to see if that's going to be a dynamic.
Yeah, one thing that I'm excited to see, especially in 2019, you know, it's a new age. Things are different with the dynamics in the family. You know, you had older shows where the mom was at home. She was a homemaker. She was a wife. But I'm really interested to see if she's going to be a working mom. And if she's going to be a working mom, if we're going to kind of see that struggle with trying to balance being at work and being at home and how she's able to do it all. And how being in the house with, you know, more family, if that's going to, you know, help her and make things harder, how things are going to go in that aspect. That's one thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really on point that family reunion is being put out in the summer because we see a lot of family reunions happening in the summer. It is definitely family reunion season. And I just want to know, as a super fan of all things family reunions, what is your most... They have to play this song at any family reunion you go to. What's the song you go to whenever you go to the family reunion? You think they have to play this song? Anybody can help you have one.
I don't know. It's like,
Beverly and Mace.
No. Oh, Family Reunion by the OJs?
Yeah,
Family
that one.
Reunion. That's a good one.
No. The one that I think they play is so many, but the one by Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. I'm dating myself.
No, I want to hear this.
Wait, what?
Can you sing it?
Nope. I don't want to sing. We used to go out to party. Dance all night.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I never knew the name of the song, but I know exactly that song. You are so right. They have to play with the family.
I got to watch out.
That's the Soul Train Essential. Yeah. That's a Soul Train Essential right there.
Yeah. But that's the one that I remember for sure. Yeah. I got so tired of hearing it. You know?
What about you?
I'm so bad. Okay, so the remake that Beyonce did, that's so sad.
Before I let go?
I love that remake.
Yeah, so
I love that
one,
remake. Don't call me on that.
Yeah, because now you have to play both versions.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to play both versions. You have to play the Beyonce version, but you have to play the original first, the Frankie Beverly and Maze version. And that was my choice, too. That has to be the song of the family reunion.
What's the other one?
Celebrate.
There's a lot.
There's seriously.
You know what?
So
you
many.
Made me feel good saying celebrate. Thank you, Shay.
And you know what other song
September.
You need?
September.
And
even in summer, you play September. Everybody's getting.
Oh yeah.
And you know what you need? Tastes Like Candy.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Is that the Gap Band?
No, that's
no.
The,
who was that? Cameo.
Cameo. Oh, okay.
Her old soul.
I feel good.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, guys. So they tried to say that I wasn't old school earlier because I didn't know Richard Roundtree, who's playing the grandfather on this show, was the original Shaft. Before today, I thought it was Samuel Jackson. So I had to redeem myself with my old school knowledge.
You did.
I'm going to take the L because I'm so lost. Like, I just grouped everything together. I'm like, dang, what was it again? So it's probably me who doesn't have the old soul right now.
Well, now that we know that we're all excited and what kind of things we think are going to happen, let's get into our predictions of the show. What do we think
is
going to happen?
After Buzz TV predictions.
You want to start us off?
No, I'll let Miss Shay.
Anyone can go.
Predictions. I don't. Okay, I'm definitely going to predict that the older girl in the family, she's going to get a boyfriend.
Okay.
And then it's going to be like a father, like, boyfriend type of, that type of little scene. Let's predict that. That's
good
easy.
Prediction.
Yeah.
What do you think, Shay?
I predict a musical guest because I know who it is. And I also predict that there's definitely going to be a Loretta, Madeir, and Coco showdown a couple times because...
Okay.
Ooh. The grandmother, she's been around. She knows how to raise her kids, but these are Coco's kids, and Coco has her own way of raising her kids. So that's also going to be something that comes into question a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, all of the above, but also Madeir's sister is in this.
And there's going to be
a whole lot of cougar moments. Ooh. Okay? So, you know what I'm saying? So it's
like
going to be a fun show. The dynamic between with Coco and her mother-in-law clashing heads, and then the son being confused, like, I'm in my mama's house. Should I listen to my mama or should I listen to, of course, your wife? So it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be so many different elements that we're going to love.
Yes, and that is what I'm predicting. Just lots and lots of laughs, lots and lots of fun, but also a lot of family love.
Yes,
I'm excited. Well, this has been our pre-show for the Netflix show Family Reunion. We are so excited to watch it and to get into it all with you all. But before we go, let's get some of our socials from our host.
Hello, my name is Zakia. Again, you can find me at ZakiaW_ on Instagram.
Hey guys, you can find me at Real Shade Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me Mondays at the Grand Hotel at 8 p.m. and Tuesdays, Good Trouble at 7.
Nice. Hi, I am on Instagram, Regina Coles, and you can also find me on Twitter, Regina Coles.
And I am Alexis Brown. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Lexi Fierce. And we are so excited to do the rest of these shows with you. But for now, this is goodbye.
Peace out.
See you on the real show.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.